Hello, ladies and gents, here's a video about my five tips for what you should be looking for if you are looking for a coach or a counsellor or a therapist who's going to get you past narcissistic abuse and or resultant CPTSD. Number one, it sounds silly, but you need to phone the person and ask them for a 15-minute chat. And if they won't offer you that, you shouldn't go with them. I personally would prioritise a specialised knowledge of cluster B personality disorders and of CPTSD. And you might say, that's a stupid tip to start with. And I would say, aha, but there are many coaches, counselors, and therapists out there that either don't acknowledge cluster B personality disorders or based on the school of counseling they've come from, they don't believe it exists. CPTSD is not always defined in this way. You'd be hard pushed to find a qualified counselor or a therapist who doesn't acknowledge the power of childhood trauma or childhood abuse, but not all of them follow this precise model as given by Judith Herman originally. And then I personally would recommend to you that you're talking to somebody who follows Pete Walker's book. So Judith Herman coined the term and then Pete Walker developed it. I would want somebody that I was going to work with to be intimately acquainted with both of these concepts. I need to know that they understand what narcissistic abuse is, and I need to know that they understand the resultant effects. And this is the next thing I would look for, somebody who is healing focused. You do not, in my humble opinion, and this video is just a series of opinions by me to you, need more definition of the problem. Your brain might be telling you you do in order to, your brain will say, well, if I understood it more, I'd be able to move forward. But actually what's happening is you're just trapped inside of the trauma bond response, and the trauma bond response requires a degree of splitting to occur. In order to remain trauma bonded to somebody, you will have had your consciousness split, and you are now continuing that splitting by pretending that what they did, you're not consciously pretending. Obviously, this is a result of the post-traumatic stress response to block out reality, to try and protect you from pain, is that what they've done is very complex and very, very hard to understand. You don't need more definitions. So you don't want somebody to be a rigid academic who can only give you more and more definition. That is not going to help you. The third thing, you do need somebody who is the right combination of compassion and humor. I don't think it's worth trying to battle through all of this with somebody who's very, very cold, very, very non-empathic, and doesn't have a sense of humor. You should be working with somebody who can demonstrate some compassion for what you've been through and can show you where there is humor in the situation. Humor is a fantastic tool for overcoming the level of trauma that you'll be dealing with. So you want somebody with compassion and a sense of humor. In my humble opinion, my tip number four would be to look for somebody who is down to earth. You don't want somebody who is pompous. You don't want somebody who's going to hover above you and use some weird vertical power dynamic to talk down to you and examine you like you're some interesting specimen. That's not going to help. What you really need in this scenario is an ally who will act as a really good friend, and a really good friend will be willing at times to offer feedback that is positive and sometimes negative. So if they know what they're talking about, so these are five things that are, I think probably, I couldn't say that these are equally weighted. They're also sequential. So this is by order of priority, and each one leads to the next. They need knowledge. They need highly targeted, specified knowledge. It's not the norm for people to know about this. For your coaches, counselors, and psychotherapists. It's not that common. They'll know, they should know what narcissism is, but even them, I spoke to a psychiatrist recently. She's recently qualified, and she swore blind. She's only just qualified that she had never heard of something called borderline personality disorder. Now, I don't know if I caught her on a bad day or if it was my accent, but she said it back to me, and I went through with her like three times. Are you sure you've never heard of borderline personality disorder? No, I've never heard of that. Do you know what emotional dysregulation is? No, I don't know what. This is a psychiatrist. Now, before you shout in the comments, this is an outrage, blah, blah, blah. The weight of information and study that she's just gone through for the last 9 years to qualify, she might have just misfired, and maybe if she saw it in a book, she'd go, oh, that's the thing. But I'm telling you, she stood in front of me and she said, I've never heard of something called borderline personality disorder, and I've never heard of emotional dysregulation. When I did my psychology degree at Aston University, we didn't touch personality disorders at all. It was one of the options that you could take was abnormal psychology, which was a 10-week, 1-hour course. It was like 1 hour a week, 1 hour a week for 10 weeks. And they touched on it for one of those 1 hours was personality disorders. My, Aston, when I was doing it, it was very behaviorally focused. We didn't touch psychoanalysis. We didn't touch therapy. We didn't touch counseling at all. We did nothing on how to help a client overcome any problems in 3 years of a psychology degree. That's a BPS, British Psychology Society recognized psychology degree, by the way. Nothing. So when I'm saying, oh, most of these counselors don't know what they're talking about, it's not that thing of me going, oh, but I do. Actually, this out there, we might focus on it and go, oh, everybody knows this, but actually they don't. They don't. For some people, the model of counseling or therapy that they're qualified in, that they're certified in, doesn't acknowledge personality disorder as personality disorder. And some of them think that too much is made of childhood trauma and post-traumatic stress response, and they don't like to look at it. And I'm not saying that they're right or they're wrong. I'm just saying that for you, if you want my five tips, that's important. They should be healing focused and future focused. That means they need to bring you forward into a better future. So I'd even add to that future focused. If you spend all your sessions dwelling in the past, that's what you're practicing. Whatever you practice a lot of, you're going to get very, very good at. And you're going to recall a lot of pain from your past, and that becomes a new skill set. Yay. Okay, sometimes we do need to go in the past. We do need to look at what hurts. But you want people who are healing focused and future focused. Compassion and a sense of humor, a sense of connection, a sense of rapport, a sense of a self space is important to have there, that they be down to earth. That they be humble, that they can talk to you like an equal and not make you feel patronized or studied. Very, very important. And once all these things have been ticked off, you want somebody who can actually give you, obviously they're going to give you plenty of positive feedback, but from time to time give you negative feedback and say, stop, what you've just said there doesn't make sense. Think about it this way, think about it that way, or what you're doing right now is not going to help you in the future. You don't want somebody who's just going to go yes, 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 yes to everything you say. That's not going to help. When you're looking at somebody and you think that these things are there, I would also be looking for some kind of social feedback from other people, from other human beings, in order for you to know, okay, they've actually helped people out. So those are my five tips for what you should look for, whether it's a therapist, a coach, a counselor. If you're looking to overcome narcissistic abuse or CPTSD, that's what you should look for. What we're doing at Spartan Life Coach is you can go to the website, spartanlifecoach.com. You can look up the coaches there. You can see their qualifications. You can see videos by them so you can hear what kind of people they are. And then you can scroll down the page and you will read numerous testimonials from people that won't just say things like, yeah, this was nice. It was all right. I was grateful for the coaching. They're really quite dramatic. They're like, you have changed my life completely. You've turned my life around. The reason why is because we focus very much, very, very heavily on the future and on healing that is long term and that's lasting. So if you do want to get coaching, my coaches are available now. Follow the link below or go to SpartanLifeCoach.com. Go to the coaches section, and you can find everything you need from there.